54. Powering up in 3, 2, 1.
Area 54. It's getting hot in here. Hit me, baby. Hit me one more time.
Yes, boss. I'm on the mic. I'll try to give you what you like. I can be soft.
A chance of misinterpretation.
So let your hips do the talking. I'll make you laugh by acting like the guy who sings. And you'll make me smile by really getting into the swing.
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 You're listening to Area 54. Tim and Mike with you right now on the Chill Show. The song we played was called by a band called Kaya. The song's called Heavy Weather off their album The Magic Dragon.
Puff.
Kings of Convenience before that did a song called I'd Rather Be Dancing With You off of his album Riot on an Empty Street. I shouldn't say his, although...
The band
Kings of Convenience.
It is kind of Erlandoy, isn't it?
It is kind of Erlandoy, but we'll just call it Kings of Convenience. Hess is More before that did Yes Boss off of Luftkastel at 4. And Bittersweet, song's called Bittersweet Faith. Really good track off their album, The Mating Game. Start off the whole set with Bob Marley. His latest release is called Roots Rock Remixed. A bunch of Bob Marley remixed songs by modern DJs. And done right. This was songs called Trench Town Rock. Remixed by a German trio called Trio Electrico, and it's nice to see that these guys are still around doing stuff, because I was kind of worried about them for a while there.
About Bob Marley?
About Trio Electrico. I don't care about Bob Marley.
Bob Marley's been dead for 25 years,
so why and
so every year is still new music coming out and remixes coming out. It's a great thing.
It is.
His music is timeless, and yeah, you're right. Trio Electrico, it's good to know that they're still around, right? Yep. Are we ready for another album of theirs? Because Echo Parkour, that's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time.
Since that came out.
It's time, guys.
From Trio Electrico actually have their own projects. You know, one of the guys is in Buzu Bayou, the other guy is in some other German band, so they're all doing... side project for them.
It's got to be probably where they get most of their success from, though.
You think so? I think Buzu Bayou does pretty good on their own.
Actually, they do. They do okay.
Speaking of successful, we're going to play a successful band.
Let's try that.
I'll try it again. We're going to play a successful band called Morcheeba. Actually, the other night we were talking about these guys that we really liked. Well, their first material we thought was like classic, right?
Yeah.
Off of Who Can You Trust? And then we're going all the way to The Antidote, which is still a great album. This is actually a cover song they're doing. This is
song.
The Ronettes, right? Was it the... Isn't it?
You know, I'm not sure who the original
Crystal Blue Persuasion?
I'm not sure if it's the Ronettes.
I'm pretty sure it is, Tim.
Okay, well, if we're wrong, you email us and let us know.
Let us know who the original artist is, but I'm pretty sure it's the Ronettes. But anyway, email us. It's area54@94.7.fm. Let's play the song.
Let's do it. Morcheeba.